Surely the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about crying for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Friday, is the 28th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Ashura, verse 23 of the Holy Quran. Please listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى ومن يقترف حسنة نزد له فيها حسنا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ.
It is that of which Allah gives good tidings to His servants who believe and do righteous deeds. Say, O Muhammad, I do not ask you for this message any payment, but only goodwill through kinship. And whoever commits a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and appreciative.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is worthy of note that the blessed verse in question makes a reference to the continuity of the prophetic doctrine by the divine guardians who are his infallible successors and descendants. The question of loving them serves as the basis of the nexus which is explicitly mentioned in the verse. The Messenger of Allah said, "One who passes away with the love of the family of Muhammad is the martyrs. Be aware that such person passes away with repentance." Rasulullah's blessing for those that weep for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. In a hadith we read, "Whomsoever eyes cries a drop of tears on us or sheds a one drop of tears on us, Allah will reward him with paradise." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Whoever on the day of Ashura weeps for my son Hussein, Allah will place that person in paradise alongside the great prophets." When Rasulullah himself has guaranteed paradise for those who weep for Imam al-Hussein, then who are the one to give fatwa against mourning? Whom should we follow, the Prophet or these Wahhabis?
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We can understand that from the accounts, authentic and original accounts already indicated and available to us, that the infallible imams encouraged people to shed tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In a great majority of cases, the fourth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam and the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam encouraged Muslims, encouraged Shi'is to go on pilgrimage to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This is one point. Another point is that, for example, Abu Harun al-Makfuf, who was a companion of both the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir and the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he was repeatedly requested to recite his mournful poems in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And not only the infallible imams shed tears, rather the families right from behind the curtain, they started shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the very critical situation inflicted on the Ashura survivors and the Ashura martyrs. This is one point. Another point in this regard is that the infallible imams gave rewards to the poets who composed poems in praise of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. For example, Di'bel, who was a staunch believer, a staunch Shi'i poet, and who was a companion of the eighth infallible Imam al-Reza alayhi salam, received ample rewards from Imam al-Reza alayhi salam because he composed a poem, and in it he mentioned the case of martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein.
In this part of today's special, we'll look at the history and philosophy of Azza al-Hussein. Until the time of Ghaybat al-Kubra, we find that our imams always encouraged Azza al-Hussein. They saw in Azza al-Hussein not only a demonstration of grief for Imam al-Hussein and the martyrs of Karbala, but also a renewal of one's commitment to Allah and His laws, as expounded in the Holy Quran and the Ahadith. We have records of the sayings of the representatives during Ghaybat al-Sughra explaining and encouraging Azza al-Hussein. From 329 AH onwards, the Fuqaha and the Ulamas took it upon themselves to perpetuate the message of Karbala. Sheikh As-Saduq, who died in 381 AH, was the first scholar to have introduced prose as medium of conveying the message of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. He would sit on a pulpit and speak extempore while many of his students sat by the side on the pulpit and recorded the speech.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
On the continuation of this program, the extent of grief observed by the latter imams, peace be upon them, for the entirety of Muharram. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "The sky wept over al-Hussein, peace be upon him, for 40 mornings with blood, while the earth wept over him for 40 mornings with darkness, blackness. The sun wept over him for 40 mornings with an eclipse and with redness. The mountains dispersed, the oceans poured forth, whereas the angels wept over him for 40 mornings. No woman amongst us ever died with henna, nor used any oil, nor any kohl, nor cohabited with her husband until the head of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad was brought to us, and we are still aggrieved even after all that." Similarly, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "There is none who recites poetry about Hussein and weeps and makes others weep by means of it, except that Allah makes paradise incumbent upon him and forgives his sins." Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Realizing and understanding the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam through nur and light. This is something that is very possible to do and is something that has been done in history. We have in one of our traditions a group of people from Yemen, a group of worshippers, good people. They came to the Prophet inquiring about his successor. So the Prophet gave him a verse of the Quran and they kept asking, then, who is this? Who is this Hablullah? You attach yourselves to the rope of God. And then they kept asking, and finally he says, basically, go out in the lines of Salat, in congregation Salat, and find, you will find him yourself. See who your heart inclines towards. So they began to walk, this group of Yemeni worshippers. They began to walk and walk, and then they saw one person that they were sure that was their successor, the successor of the Holy Prophet. So they come back to him, and he says, "Is it him?" And then the Prophet says, "Yes." You know, he affirms the fact that it is Ali ibn Abi Talib, it is Imam Ali. And he asks him, "How did you know?" And the Yemenis in this hadith, they say that in this tradition, they began crying and saying, "Oh, Messenger of God, we looked at the people, but our hearts did not incline to any of them. When we saw this man, our hearts trembled, and then our souls felt assured. Our eyes shed tears, and chests became pleased, as if he was our father, and we were his children." So these worshippers, they understood who the successor, who deserved imamat after the Holy Prophet. Who was the imam after the Holy Prophet, the guide, the leader, the guardian? And why? Through ma'rifat al-nuraniyah. That is how they did this. And then it says that the Prophet of Islam later on talked about how these people would follow and predicted that they would follow Imam Ali, and this was true. They continued and were loyal to Imam Ali, and many of them fought with him, alongside Imam Ali against in the Battle of Safin, in the Battle of Jamal. They participated and were martyred in such battles. So this is a hadith that shows us that you have the ability to see and witness Nur and light of Imamat through your hearts. And when we reach this Maqam al-Mahmud, inshallah, that we see, that we said in Ziyarat Ashura, we connect to the Imams with this Nur and light, and we start, inshallah, becoming part of them and like them, inshallah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your prayers and morning gatherings. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati ممات محمد وآل محمد.